I don't know if you know Henry Eaton. Henry's got the sardine carry out to each port, Maine. But I seen Henry over to Grange one night. I said, Henry, do you ever go fishing on the dory? He says, yeah. Going out next Sunday. Come on down to the dock about 4:30. Well, I got up and went down to the dock about 4:30. And there was Henry and this nice-looking young couple and this big woman. God almighty, she were talking a blue streak. I asked Henry, I said, who's the big woman? He says, I don't know, I think it's her mother. They're a young honeymoon couple from Boston, and they come up here, and I'm taking them out. I said, she's not going fishing. He says, don't you worry, he says, she'll quiet right down. As soon as she gets out in the water, they always do. So we got in the boat, and Henry started up the old Atlantic, and we started to go right down to Todd Lubeck Narrows. And, you know, once you get through the Narrows, there's Quahog Light out there. And Henry ground the spark on the old Atlantic, and she goes, ha, 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 ha. And, you know, we just sort of sat there in the trough, rolling gunnel down both sides, and the shore breeze is holding us on, and the ebb tide's holding us off. And fishing's good. God, every time I put my line in, I catch a fish. And that young girl, she's catching two to my one, just snapping them off the hook on the mother lion down there on the bottom boards. Poor woman, she weren't feeling too good, I guess, because she started to make a move toward the rail, and she misjudged the roll, and she went right out over. Went down like a stun, she went. Not even a bubble come up. I cast about for a boat hook. Saw to get her alongside, and we'd get shallow water. Maybe she'd climb aboard, but not even a bubble come up. Of course, the young girl, she's all upset, don't you know? And Henry says, now don't you worry, young girl. We'll get your mother back for you. They always come up, he says. Takes about 10 days. I think it's the blot that does it. Anyhow, that sort of spiraled the fishing, and we went on back up to Eastport. And I didn't think much about it for most a week. Then Henry come into the store, and she said, she come up. I said, who come up? He says, the big woman. She come up. Can I make a telephone call down to Boston? I said, well, I guess so. So I said, make it short, though. So anyhow, he cranks up the telephone, gets Beulah Bannon. She's our town operator. He explains the whole thing to Beulah so she understands. And then Beulah puts him through down to Boston, gets that young fella on the phone. She come up, had 6 lobsters hanging on to her, all keepers. She weren't wearing our colors, you know, so I guess they're his. But I just figure I'll pack them up in ice and send them down to you on the afternoon train. Pardon me, sir? Hmm? What's that? Oh, no, sir, you don't have to hurry right up. Fact is, you give us another 10 days, we'll set her again for you.